I'm gonna light my Haunted Mansion candle so it smells spooky in here.
I have a Haunted Mansion candle going.
Do you really?
Where? I do.
Which one do you have?
Hold on. This is what it looks like. It's a hitchhiking ghost candle.
Ooh, I got this one here.
Is that from what's the brand? What's that one called?
Park Plus Sense or Park.
Oh, okay. So I had a haunted holiday one, which is supposed to be like Haunted Mansion Christmas. There's a company called Magic Candle Company. They make a bunch of scents related to Disney parks. Don't know if you've heard of them, but it reminds me of that.
They seem to be the big one, but I haven't gotten anything from them yet.
I had their Pirates of the Caribbean one because it was supposed to smell like the water, but I didn't think it smelled like the water. But the holiday one was good.
I feel like that's an easy one to replicate because all you need is chlorine. It's basically just chlorine.
True. But it still smells so good. I'm not complaining.
I know. When I got this for Christmas, and part of me was like, I didn't know what to expect. I was like, okay. And then I lit it and I was like, yeah, that is it. And I don't know how to like explain it.
Musty and old.
Right. An old attraction that people don't really need to clean because it all works for the aesthetic.
Mm-hmm, true.
Welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm joined today by a special guest, Sarah Ellsworth. Sarah has a podcast called Blood and Guts, which is a horror podcast. They do some true crime stuff. They just did an episode on Krampus, which was really fun. But I know you mostly from TikTok because you do a lot of park stuff and specifically a lot of Haunted Mansion stuff, which is every now and then, just as like a nerd, I just go and look up Haunted Mansion on various things, Google, Instagram, whatever. And I think I probably just did that and found some of your videos. And I got mostly into your videos. You have a lot of videos where you're describing stories of the specific characters in the attraction. How'd you like get into that?
Here's the thing. I guess for me too, it was a complete accident. I've always loved the Haunted Mansion. But I started being like, I got into it because the first video that I posted on TikTok that blew up was the theory, quote unquote, that you die on the ride, like you die on the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
And people kept talking about it. They were like, oh my God. They were talking about like Constance, which I knew her name, and they were mentioning all these names and I had no idea what they were. And eventually I just found myself diving down a hole, just like diving deep into who these characters are, what their names are, what their backstories are. So it really was a complete accident, truly.
Right. Cause your podcast is not like Disney themed. You do have a cool episode on Disney deaths. But it's like your brand, and I feel gross for saying that word, is sort of two different things in a way, but obviously you're just doing what you like.
Yeah, I didn't intend to, I also hate saying this too, but like get big onto, if you can say that, I don't know what's considered, like how many followers is like big or whatever.
I don't know either.
But I've always loved true crime. Mm-hmm. So I started a podcast with my girlfriend and I have always loved Disney, particularly the Haunted Mansion, because you can sort of kind of get the theme that I like spooky things.
Right.
And I'm sort of all over the place and doing multiple things of just what I like, basically.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So who's your co-host on your podcast?
Her name is Genesis.
Okay. And it's available everywhere, right?
It is available everywhere. Mm-hmm. Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher.
All the places.
Mm-hmm.
Today I asked you to come on to talk about Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion's probably one of my biggest pop culture obsessions. I did a Halloween episode a few years ago on Haunted Mansion. It comes up a lot. And so I guess I want to say at the beginning that there are some really great resources to find out, the history of the Haunted Mansion or the history of the narrative within the Haunted Mansion. You can look at like Offhand Disney has good videos on the Haunted Mansion. And there's two really good books, I think, on the Haunted Mansion. There's the unauthorized story of Walt Disney's Haunted Mansion by Jeff Baum. That's right. A big one. And then one that just came out called Boundless Realm by Fox Nulty, which is almost academic. It's so deep in how it like this guy like worked at the parks, but like goes at it from like a real research point of view and talks about like where the he speaks specifically about the Magic Kingdom Haunted Mansion, which he believes is the true one, even though it's not the oldest, which in my heart, I kind of feel that way too, but mostly just because I've never been to Disneyland. So it's the one for me.
I've only been to Disneyland once. I go to Disney World. I don't go to Disneyland. So I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, like I'm in New York, so it's like, Disneyland is not that big. So it's like, do I make a whole trip to California just for that? I don't know.
Yeah, it's easier to commute to Florida just from like where both of us are.
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk today about like our love of it, because it's maybe one of my biggest fandoms, but I also find that I don't totally understand why it's a huge fandom for me.
Yeah.
Like I heard you say recently on a TikTok that you don't believe in ghosts.
Yes. No, that's correct.
Neither do I. I don't believe in ghosts. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in anything outside of the laws of nature. Yet I love the mansion. Halloween's my favorite holiday. Anything with ghosts and goblins, and I love Ghostbusters. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to examine that. Like, what do you think it is?
I think a lot of people like the idea of it, but also in a way are sort of like scared to, not to say that people who don't believe in that stuff are scared, but I think to an extent, people are just like to look at it from a distance. They don't want it to actually happen. So I guess I like spooky things because I like the idea of it all and I like the aesthetic of it all.
Yeah.
And I like the stories. I've always loved scary stories.
Yeah.
But it's also just so not plausible in real life. I just view it as a fun like escape.
Yeah.
You can keep it that way.
The director Stanley Kubrick, when he was making The Shining film, mm-hmm. And he was an odd guy. He said to Stephen King, who wrote The Shining book, you know, this is really like a hopeful story. And Stephen King was like, I don't know what you mean.
Stephen King's like, no, did you read the book?
Hopeful, really? It's about an abusive alcoholic. And Stanley Kubrick was like, it implies that there's like something after death. So that's hopeful. And maybe that's true. I don't know. Like,
that's how some people look at it. Not all people.
I know. I mean, I know that you shouldn't throw your ashes in the Haunted Mansion. They will vacuum them up.
Don't do that.
I kind of get the instinct to.
you can understand it, but also it's like, don't do that. That's probably why it breaks down so much.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's true.
Why?
Last time I was at Disney, it stopped, I think, in the, where was it? I think I was in like Madame Leota's like room and it stopped there for like 5 minutes. So, which was not bad because it's just like you got to spend time just in that little space. I think the last time I went to Disney, I think I went on it like 4 or 5 times. I think maybe one of those times it went uninterrupted without a stop. Oh, there are ghosts screwing with the ride or whatever.
Yeah, I've grown to love it. I've grown to love that it breaks down all the time. I got stopped once on like the backwards fall after Constance. That's where I got stopped once. And I was like tilted up and I was just like chilling, looking up at the ravens. I think the coolest place I got stopped was I got stopped in the attic. And I got to look at everything because you really don't get that much time in the attic. And there's so many like Easter eggs in the, if you want to call them that, in the attic, and you get to like look at it and see all of the stuff around. And it was cool. That was
also one of the scariest parts.
Yes, for sure.
I think the attic and, well, that's the thing I love the Haunted Mansion because it just makes no sense. Like, is it funny? Is it scary? Is there a story? Is there not? There's 9 stories at once. Probably the scariest moment is seeing the ghost host hanging. That's kind of a real whoa at the very beginning of this ride.
Yeah.
And it never reaches that again. But then the Constance and the attic is pretty, it's probably the second most scary atmosphere. Yeah.
It's also crazy because like you think about how many kids go in and go out of that ride on the daily, but it's also Disney's so genius for this because it's like, if you're a kid, you genuinely have no idea what's going on. Like you look up and you're just, it's hard to see. Because if you don't know what you're looking at, you have no idea what's swinging up there.
Right.
And so you just see, you see a bride. That's all you see. And you're like, oh my God, pretty dress. And it's Disney stuff because like the adults are seeing it for what it is.
Right.
And they're seeing Constance for like, oh my God, Constance killed all of her husbands.
Right.
And the kids are just like, kids have no idea, which is crazy.
Right. You kind of have to read what's going on in the paintings.
Yes.
It's so dense. And I think maybe that's one of the things I like about it. One of the earliest rooms you visit is the library, which I think is an interesting thing because you could read the whole thing as like a library. You know, there's a million different stories that don't necessarily all go together. And there are some things that are like are canon and aren't canon. And like in this park, it's related to Tower of Terror, but not in this park. And then it's almost like a volume of scary stories. Like, here's the story of Constance. Here's the story of the ghost host. And, you know, you've done all of these on your TikToks, but like the ghost host is not Gracie, but is Gracie even the owner? But Gracie is also Hightower. And like, what?
It's so deep. And you really, if you care about it, the information is out there. You just have to care about it to find it.
Yeah.
And it's also, I kind of love it because like, there's nothing official. Disney has done nothing official. Like they have, but not to the extent that they do it with other rides. They're really just leaving all of it up to interpretation,
yeah.
Which is crazy. It's funny you mentioned the library because I just got, for Christmas, I got the book series Tales from the Haunted Mansion. It's a kid's book series.
I've read one and a half of them.
Yeah. I'm on the first one right now. And I'm probably going to end up doing a sort of review on my TikTok, but it gives subtle hints to the ride, but it also goes into the fact with the library. And like, I had no idea that all of the busts were actually horror writers or supposed to be horror writers or if that's just in the book. And it's like, the information is out there and it's in snippets. You just have to piece them together.
Right. See, I've only read one and a half and then I stopped. I very much did not like that series. Because it's all contemporary stories. It's all stories about kids usually living in this time. And I guess what I wanted it to be was the stories that you do on your TikTok. I want it to be the stories of the inhabitants of the mansion. And it's not that. It's basically kind of like a Goosebumps type series that's loosely brought into the mansion. And maybe part of the reason why I thought it was going to be something else is because if you look at the covers look like old tomes, like what you would see in the library.
Yeah.
But there are some cool things in it. Like I like in the first book, when the kids are approaching the mansion, one kid sees it as the Disneyland mansion and one kid sees it as the Magic Kingdom mansion. And like the narrator explains, like it's different things to different people, like stuff like that is cool.
Yeah, I don't think a book exists like that where it has stories for the characters or something to that extent where it would be like purely fan service basically for all the people who are begging for like the story. But if Disney made a book about that, I would snatch it up so fast.
I know, me too. So where do you get a lot of your information from?
So I've had people yell at me on TikTok about this. I get yelled at for everything, but I get it from, there is a website called doombuggies.com.
Yeah.
And they have the unofficial ghost gallery, which is basically what the cast members wrote over the years, basically like a fan cast for the storyline of the mansion. And that is what I choose to believe because that's the only concise storyline there is, really. Right. But I also use the Haunted Mansion Wikipedia page because that sort of is like the starting point for everything. That'll give you like names for further Google searches and things like that.
Okay. So I did not know. I knew about Doom Buggy, but I didn't realize that these were things created by cast members.
Yeah, the ghost gallery was written by cast members over the years as sort of like people who worked in the Haunted Mansion who were sort of like, this is what I think this per- person's story would be.
Really?
And it's completely unofficial. It's not like affiliated with Disney or anything.
But that's awesome, isn't it? I really like that aspect of it, because it's almost like a group delusion that we are all creating in our minds.
But it's sort of like, yeah, if you were to think about it, the cast members would know the most. Like, they've probably walked that ride.
Right.
What I would give to walk in the mansion and not in sitting on Uber.
Well, have you read any of the comics?
Not probably the ones that you're thinking of. I have unofficial comics. I have like the Marvel, like kids ones.
Well, I've read, I think there's the ones that are called like Kingdom that are like a little bit more actiony. And then there was one recently that was very like kind of lighthearted and childish. It's almost like Mean Girls, where Constance is Regina George.
Yeah.
Did you read that one?
I would live for that.
It's really fun. Well, anyway, in that comic, they make it like the Haunted Mansion is a real mansion, but people come and visit it. And it's a walkthrough, like the original idea Walt had. But like, if you're an inhabitant, your job is to scare people walking through. It's such a cute, clever way of like doing it. But yeah, I mean, I've seen like videos of evacuation footage and stuff.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Sorry, I had a cat begging at the door to get out. I'm good now.
Okay.
It's the original concept for the Haunted Mansion was so, it was going to be so like horrific. It was going to be so much worse than what we have now. But in the sense of, not that it was bad, but in the sense of it was going to be like full on, nothing held back, kids should not go in it, like original things like that. Like, yeah, it was going to be a walkthrough attraction. It was, I think it was a different name, and it was,
well, there was like Blood Manor. There's so many different ideas and versions of it.
Mm-hmm. There was Bloodmere Manor. It was supposed to be a walkthrough, and then at one point the Haunted Mansion that we know now had a knight that was supposed to go around and like scare people. I think it did, but then it got too dangerous, so they were like,
they had it for like a very short time. Then people started attacking the knight.
Yeah. Like purse or whatever.
Right. Like, where, if you've been on the attraction where there's a suit of armor, there was at least some time, I think like in the 70s maybe or 80s, where like it was a dude in that, and they would like kind of attack the doom buggy and terrify people, especially if you're like used to the attraction. You don't see that coming. That's fantastic.
I can understand how it would be dangerous, but also I feel like they should bring that back for some reason.
I mean, yeah, why not? So you brought this up earlier. There is this huge fan theory that when you go out the window of the attic, Constance has killed you. And now it's the you're in the graveyard, and there's the big musical number, and it's a lot more lighthearted, and this is because you're now one of them. What do you think of this theory? Do you buy into it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think it's more to the fact of, I don't think Constance kills you. I think you kill yourself, which is morbid. It could also go both ways, because I'm thinking back to when the ghost host was talking about there's always my way, and obviously he killed himself.
Yes.
I'm thinking that is what happens. And Constance was like the final straw, sort of.
Wait, do you think that we in the narrative consciously kill ourselves, or we jump in fear and die on the way out?
That, I think, is up to personal interpretation. Okay. I don't know. I've heard, I'm going to go with more, if this is true and this is what Disney designed it to be, I'm going to assume it's more you jump and you fall off the balcony.
Right.
But I'm sure that, you know, like Disney hadn't planned that, then yeah, right, you can totally make the argument that you killed yourself.
Right. It's interesting. I don't know if I would attribute that to anybody's planning, but I'm a big like post-structuralist in terms of like criticism, so I'm all for read it however you want to read it. If that's your reading of it, that's awesome. It certainly does make some sense. I don't know if anybody was intentionally doing it, because, you know, again, there's like so many different people working on it.
Yeah, I could understand how you would think that, but I also think, and you could also make the argument that back then Disney wasn't as organized as it is as they are now.
Yeah.
But you could also make the argument Disney is kind of like, Disney never forgets anything. Everything in Disney means something, right, even if you think it's like nothing. Like the trash cans mean something because they're like different to each world. So Disney sort of thinks of everything. That's so true. I think maybe that could have been hey, adults on the ride, this is like the theme. Or
true. No, I think that makes sense. Or it could be something snuck in, like don't let Walt know.
But don't let Walt know, but this is the secret idea we
this
have.
Is what I'm thinking. No, that makes sense. Why is the dog so skinny? It's the most upsetting part of the ride. I'm like, please.
I was so upset about that too. As a kid, I was so sad. I was like, why is the dog?
I know. And I've thought about this a lot, and I don't understand. I mean, the caretaker's looking at us scared. Actually, it's not the same in Disneyland and Disney World. He's looking at us scared in Disney World, I think. So people go, that helps the whole theory that you're dead now. Mm-hmm. But like you said, everything's a choice, right? So somebody made that animatronic to have its ribs showing, and it's like, why? I want an answer.
I don't know. The dog's name is Bones. In the ghost gallery, the dog's name is Bones. So I don't know if that's just to go with the vibe. You could have made him a bit healthier.
I know.
Just for our sake.
Well, was his name Bones, or did some cast member just start calling him Bones?
I'm sure a cast member started calling him Bones. That's what's in the ghost gallery, at least.
You know, cast members used to, on their last day, if they left Disney, on their last day, they would throw their shoes in the attic. This was like a thing. I don't think it happens anymore because they're much more strict about it. And they used to like once a year, like have to clean out the shoes. And then eventually, like, all right, enough of this. But it used to be a thing because the attic was so cluttered that it'd be like, if it was your last day at Disney, ride the ride, take off your shoes, tie them, throw them in the attic.
I've never heard of that before.
I got that from Boundless Realm.
I feel like, I mean, I would trust that source because it's like published and everything. But I also feel like nowadays that would not fly.
I don't think.
Like, you're out.
Yeah, I don't think any of that would fly now. No. So what's your favorite story of all the stories of the inhabitants of the mansion?
The inhabitants, like the characters?
Yeah.
I would have to go with... it's sort of one big story. So I'm going to go with the sort of triangle between Leota, Gracie, and Lillian.
Okay. Yeah.
I know.
Can you tell that for us quick?
Yeah. So, a lot of people have asked me to retell it because this is one of the first videos I made on my TikTok and no one finds it anymore. So basically, there was a carnival and also a lot of other Haunted Mansion characters appear in this carnival. Madame Leota was a fortune teller, and Lillian O'Malley, which, by the way, if anyone doesn't know, Lillian is the tightrope walker in the stretching room. She's also gone by, like, officially she's known as Sally or Sarah Slater.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's another thing with Disney. They tend to, like, I go off the ghost gallery and their stories, but the official merch says other things or whatever.
Well, like, Constance wasn't always Constance. She was just the bride for a long time, right?
Constance is a completely, like, different thing because she had so many incarnations of her. She was a bajillion different things.
Yeah.
So there was this carnival and Madame Leota was there. Lillian was there. Master Gracie, who lost his father, George Hightower, from Constance, of course, he wanted to know more about his father. So he went to Leota and he was like, go to the other side. I want to know about my dad. He went, basically he fell in love with Lillian and brought both Lillian and Leota back to the mansion with him, which was back in Louisiana or back in out west.
Okay.
And why he did that, I don't know, because that's setting up a recipe for disaster. He fell in love with Lillian. And Leota was like, nope, nope, you're supposed to be in love with me. So Leota cursed Lillian to obviously fall on one of her tightrope acts, which is what's depicted in the stretching room.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's a whole nother part of that story about Master Gracie, and it sort of plays into the theory that Master Gracie's the ghost host. So obviously everything's up to interpretation.
Right. Things sort of shift and move and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Like there's a whole other part to that story about how Madame Leota got in the ball and how you know, and then there's another Emily Cavanaugh comes in because that's Gracie's second wife. That's the biggest concise story that I can get.
Right. What do you think of Phantom Manor? Because some people say Phantom Manor has a more concise story.
I'm going to go on record. Phantom Manor. I love Phantom Manor.
Okay. I thought that was going a different way.
No, I love Phantom Manor. I might say Phantom Manor is better than The Haunted Mansion.
Hot take, everybody.
I might say it because here's the thing. I read the story of Phantom Manor, and the fact that it makes so much sense compared to what
ties into Big Thunder Mountain.
It does tie into Big Thunder Mountain. Paris has got it going on. It's like, it's a different thing.
I know. And
I love the story of Phantom Manor. I think it's so cool. It's unique. It's different. But the thing that I love the most about Phantom Manor is how advanced it is, and the fact that their animatronics look so good.
And they have Vincent Price.
They do.
I've never been on it, sadly. I mean, if I had money, one of my dreams would be to just do everyone. I want to see even what's the one that's not scary?
Mystic Manor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's in Tokyo, I think, or Hong Kong.
No, it's either Hong Kong or Shanghai. I forget which one. But yeah, because they don't think of ghosts the same way we do. They don't fuck with ghosts that way. What do you think of this idea of the Disney Park cinematic universe that they're supposedly working on?
I am on board with it. I am really on board with it. I think that would be so cool to have, they're doing a Jungle Cruise movie. And
right.
The one thing I hope, I don't think it's going to happen because I think that Disney has to sort of make it PG. But one thing that I would really love to see is a full on R-rated Haunted Mansion horror movie. That is what I would love to see. I don't think it'll ever happen, but no, I'm excited for this Haunted Mansion movie to happen.
Me too. I'm so excited about it. Mm-hmm. First of all, the idea of the cinematic universe, I think, is awesome. I guess it depends on how well-received the Jungle Cruise movie is, because that's the first one. And we've seen before, with Tom Cruise's The Mummy, if the first movie in a supposed cinematic universe doesn't work, they kind of back off cowardly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they tied it all together with the, Society of Adventurers and Explorers,
that would be smart. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want a hard R, but I want somewhere in between a hard R and the one that was made with Eddie Murphy, in the middle there.
I just want them to really take it seriously and take it these are the stories of the people or how the mansion came to be. I at least want something about Master Gracie and Leota and everyone. And I want to there's so much stuff. It could honestly be a Disney Plus show. Right. That would be awesome.
It was just a week, every episode were a different story about the mansion.
That would be insane. I just really want them. I don't, because Eddie Murphy's Haunted Mansion, I'm going to admit, I haven't seen it because I'm nervous too.
I'm going to admit that it's not terrible. It's not good, but it's not going to ruin your life. It's all right.
I think all of the media that they have out about the Haunted Mansion kind of confuses everything.
Yeah.
Because it's they're writing 17 different stories for it.
Right.
Yeah. What I want to know is what happened to that Guillermo del Toro movie that was happening. He was
with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he was supposed to make a Haunted Mansion movie that connected all of the mansions around the world, like Phantom Manor, Mystic Manor. Ooh. He was supposed to do that. And someone had a fan theory or whatever that it was going to all connect through the Hatbox Ghost.
Yeah.
Which was because if now this is stretching immensely, but if you look, okay, you have the Hatbox Ghost in Disneyland, which I wish he would come back to Disney World. I miss him. Mm-hmm. But that, like, apparently the Hatbox Ghost mold, like the mold for the animatronic, is used in Phantom Manor somewhere for another animatronic. And it was just this whole thing of he is the one all-powerful ghost. And it was so crazy and so weird. And I was so on board with it. And it just, like, got canceled or something.
Yeah.
I'm upset about it.
Yeah, I totally feel what you feel. I was a little disappointed. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I was very disappointed by the Guillermo del Toro produced Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark movie.
As a huge Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark fan, I liked it because it brought the stories to the big screen, but I felt like it could have been better.
I think that there is a fear of like anthology movies. So they were like, no, we have to have it be one story. So let's just steal the story from Goosebumps and the Goosebumps movie. And it ended up being all stories about monsters where it's like, what about like the stories in the book where it's just like some weird story? Like, it ended up cutting off what it could be. There were cool things. I like it. I like the whole feminist angle of like the main woman, her voice was taken away. But in the end, I was like, it looks like the illustrations from that book, but it didn't feel like that book felt.
Yeah, I understand. I think it might have been, I have to give them credit for what they made, because it is incredibly hard to do a story like Scary Stories, because that is completely different. That's completely different stories. Like it's right. A collection of stories. It's not one fluid one. So it's so hard to adapt that to a movie. But I feel like they also could have taken a better angle, might have been to do what this Tales of the Haunted Mansion book is doing, which is like people discover a library and this dude is reading stories from a book, put that on the big screen. I think they did the best with what they had, but it was still kind of like, I feel like everything, it is a kid's book, but the audience was obviously going to be older than little kids because that's what they grew up with.
It was the, I'm way, way older than you. I'm 37. It was the first book I consciously read on my own. Like I was at a Scholastic school, like book fair. I saw it. I was intrigued by it because I was a spooky child. And it was the first book I read really that like I chose to read. So like, it's so deeply ingrained in my soul.
I remember when I picked it up, I was in like, I forget what grade it was. It had to be like fourth grade.
Yeah.
It was in my school's library was tiny because I went to a private school and they like, it was a real tiny, it was in like the back corner. It was this, and it was in the back of the library in a spooky corner that was dark. Like the light didn't work. And it was like, I was straight out of a movie.
You heard it whisper to you.
Yeah. It had all three volumes. And I checked them out. And I have sitting on my shelf, I bought the big one that has all of the books in it.
Yeah.
Like the big gray one. And I was so excited for that movie.
I know. Me too. You checked it out. And then the next day you went back to see that same librarian and they weren't there. And then someone else was like, that librarian hasn't worked here in 40 years.
That book's not in the record. Like, you get to keep it.
You look at that corner and there's nothing there. It's just an empty wall. You're lucky that your library had it, though, because it's like super banned. Like,
still. Yeah, it would scare kids. Like, the illustrations are insane. Like,
yeah, the illustrations, even more than the stories, are just like, it opens up a dark aesthetic that my little brain just could barely handle.
Yeah, I remember I checked out the books. I lied. I checked out one and two.
Sure.
I never read the third one until recently when I got this big one. Mm-hmm. The books that I checked out, they had the original illustrations, but then my grandma bought me the first volume, like bought it for me. And it was watered down, obviously. It was still like scary, but it was still like the stories, but they didn't have the illustrations. And I was like, oh, where'd they go? Like, I miss them.
But it shows how important they are, because the new illustrations made it much more palatable. Like, people don't complain about that version as much as the original version.
Yeah. And I think to an extent it is people being sensitive, but also to another extent it is, yeah, if you're looking at those as like a little kid, yeah, those are going to give you nightmares.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
Again, there's a fandom there that it's like, I don't know what it is. Like, there's a connection between the Haunted Mansion and Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
I think it's just what people grew up with. And I think it's also like, it's the middle ground between full-on horror and like little kid stuff. So like people always grow up with Disney. Like that's what they show kids. They show you Disney movies, and people, of course, they have such a deep connection to Disney because that's what they grew up with. It reminds them of their childhood.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, I don't know how to say it, but it touches something inside of you, not to get like deep and emotional, but it touches something inside you when you see Disney. And also it's sort of like timeless, where you can look back on like these old like Disney movies and like, oh, that's for kids, but also with the Haunted Mansion, it's stuff for all ages.
Yeah, I think you're right, because it's Disney. I mean, Disney's a lot of things now, but the sort of simple snapshot idea of Disney is like, it's for families, it's nice, there's nothing about it that's even a little bit dark. But the Haunted Mansion stands in perfect contrast to that, because there's a hanging person in it.
Yeah.
Because it's spooky.
It's just like, again, if you're a kid, it's fine to take kids on that ride, because there's the graveyard scene and the ghosts are like, apart from the things that pop up from behind the tombstones, those give me a heart attack every single time. They still. But when you look at, like, you look at the graveyard scene, that's ghosts playing. That's a ghost band. Like, that's adorable. It's like, you can take your kids on that ride and it'll be fine. But it's also for like older fans. It's like, oh my God, that's Constance. Like, she killed her husband. Isn't that so? It's morbid. It's the morbid intrigue that everyone seems to have.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, why I love Disney Halloween, like any Mickey with like, where they make Mickey look like a vampire. I love that. Like, I'm a big Disney Halloween is my aesthetic.
Yes, for sure. It made me so, so happy when they brought Constance into the parade last year. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, she's getting out there. They're going to do more Haunted Mansion stuff. It was so crazy, because I saw pictures of her. And I was like, it looks so good. Like, they made her look so nice. And I think they always had a hitchhiking ghost float, but it was sort of like, it was sort of like Haunted Mansion was this niche thing that had fans, but like, obviously it's in the back of the park at Disney World.
Yeah.
Like, it's back in Liberty Square, and most people don't even go to Liberty Square because they don't like it.
Right.
But now it's like Disney's talking about it.
And this year they had that, Constance like cake. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, I think it was for, I don't know if it was just, no, they didn't do the party this year, but it was like, it was like basically like a slice of cake with a little axe in it.
I'm Googling it. Hold on.
Do it. It was like Constance wedding cake or something.
Is it this one?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I can't. Hold on. Yeah. This one. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
It looked really good.
Oh, so like you can get it and it's sort of like, it's like cupcake sized, I think.
Yeah.
That's cute. Yeah. Okay, I think it was in Disneyland, but
yeah,
it's sort of like they're talking about it now, which
yeah, there's even like more merchandise and stuff. Like, there was the Madame Leota head Party City had, which is kind of, I have it, but it's kind of terrifying. And then
came out with that line of Funko Pops. You can see it behind me. I have like, all, but they just came out with that Funko Pop line and everything, and. Yeah. You know, those sold out. Like, this will forever be my, I got it before it was cool flex, but like, I got Madame Leota when it first came out. I got her. I went into Hot Topic at the mall and I was like, they have Funko Pops. I'm going to go look. I got her. She was $10, which is the like basic retail Funko price. Now you can't get her anywhere else for like over at least paying $30 for her. And
yeah, you're a Funko person.
I am a Funko person.
I can see in the background. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I feel bad for my Madame Leota though, because she's fallen off the shelf so many times. Her, like the legs of her table had to be so that she's lost all her value.
That's all right.
But I said, I have her. She looks fine.
And you take your Funkos out, which I have utmost respect for.
Thank you.
Toys are to be played with. They're to be loved.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I posted when there's a couple old videos on my page because people were asking to see my Funko Pops. Yeah. They're like, you take them out of the box, you monster. I'm like, they're toys. They're figurines. They're meant to be displayed.
I collect a lot of toys and I always take them out. I mean, it's like, all right, I'm not going to flip them. If I buy a toy, it's because I like it. I'm not going to sell it to somebody else for more money. That's not what my life is about.
I know.
And I'm also going to die one day. Like, what am I, like, why, like, just take it out. Like, I don't know. If you leave your toys or whatever in their boxes, I'm fine with that. But to me, it's like, I'm going to take it out and, like, look at it.
I just don't understand why people are so particular about it. Like, why are you yelling at me? They're not yours. Like, they're mine.
I know.
Yeah, I have them out because I display them in such a way where all of my Funko Pops are in one place. I have them set up with a bunch of other Haunted Mansion stuff that I own. So I have it set up in the sort of like, it's easier to display that way. I know some people stack them, which I guess boxes are easier.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like my dad downstairs, we were actually talking about this the other day, but we're a big Star Wars family. So, and he has all of the toys from when he was a kid.
Right.
And
wow.
They're taken out. There's no boxes. They sit all in one Sterilite container. Like there's like the paint is chipped. That's like the sure. stickers are peeling and it's like toys are meant to be played with.
Exactly. Exactly. Toys want to be played with. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the prize piece of your like Haunted Mansion stuff?
It's hard. I guess, you know what? I have, this one that's special to me, I guess, is my entire bathroom is Haunted Mansion themed.
Yes, I wanted to get to that. Tell me.
In a second. But I guess the prize piece would be the Madame Leota that I made. And that, my original, like the print of the original Haunted Mansion poster, like in Horrifying Sight and Sound, like that, like poster.
Ooh, yeah.
That one, I love, yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Tell me about the bathroom. How did it happen? How did you do it? Do you live with your parents?
I do.
They were on board for this?
They helped me with it. They did everything. They're awesome. So I've seen this Haunted Mansion bathroom everywhere. People like that's the thing to do. They make their bathroom Haunted Mansion themed. And I was like, well, shouldn't I do that? Like, of course I do that.
Of course you should.
Yeah, of course I should do it. And my mom was the one that was fully pioneering it. She was looking online for prints. She was looking for things to do. We had an entire outing one day where we went and we bought things that would go with it. Half of the stuff it magically happened.
Wow. It's beautiful. You have a TikTok where you have a couple TikToks where you show it.
Yeah.
My thing is I have really bad OCD. And my thing is I don't like bathrooms. I don't like that they exist. I don't like being in them for any amount of time. So part of me would be afraid to like have anything that I really value in a bathroom.
My bathroom's sort of set up where it's like there the only thing like everything it's sort of like we changed everything because I guess to go back to the other question, maybe one of my best, like the best piece I have is my cabinet, which is I made that white before. I looked because we were in Home Goods. Me and my mom were in Home Goods. We were looking at the paint because we were like, oh, why don't we paint your mirror black and things like that. I saw they have this specific like paint that is supposed to mimic what stone looks like. And I'm like, I've got it.
Yeah.
I've got it. We have to make a tombstone. And I was like, what tombstone better than Gracie? but there is nothing in my bathroom that is super duper like important.
Okay.
There are prints, but they are in frames. They're not going to get damaged. And all of, I don't put Funko Pops in there. Everything like my, like the, any merch that I have is not in there. It's sort of just all themed. Like I have the decals on the wall and things like that.
Like a lot of stuff you made and stuff.
Yeah. It's sort of a general aesthetic more so.
That's all. I mean, that, I think that's incredible. Really, I think that's the coolest thing in the world.
It's funny because when like I will have people over and they'll be like, what is that up there? I'm like, let me show you. Let me give you a tour.
That's so funny.
Let me give you a tour of my bathroom.
Probably I have three pieces that I really, really love. One I just got, and my girlfriend got it for me for Christmas, and it's from Etsy. It's a custom Magic Band reader that it looks like a Magic Band reader. So it's sort of got the light around the
Is this the one that plays like the speech? Is it the Haunted Mansion one?
Yes.
I've seen that. That's so cool.
It's from an Etsy shop called like Cinema Guy Shop. He or they are also on Instagram. I think it's like Cinema Guy 135. So there's that, which I love. Then there's, are you familiar with Attractionistas?
No, I am not, but I'm sure I will be after this.
Okay. So Attractionistas was a very, very short-lived line of like fashion dolls, like Barbie type dolls, each based on an attraction.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Gracie. She's the Attractionista for the mansion.
That's so cool. That's super cool looking. Oh, I'm looking at them now. They have Jungle Cruise. They have Pirates. They have, that's so cool.
And she comes with a little bat. And her name is Gracie, which is cool.
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I guess the third thing would be this. This is I don't know if you can see it. It is a Haunted Mansion, like hurricane light. So it's like, but it's got on it the Fab Five dressed. I think it was sold specifically at one of the not so scary parties a couple years ago.
That's super cool.
I have this on my desk.
That's so cool looking.
So those are my three like most prized things. But you know, it's always growing. There are figures. A lot of people realize they're not right. Well, right now there's Funko figures, but a few years ago there were figures that they actually sold in the parks. You could get them on like eBay and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, I spend a lot of money that I shouldn't on.
Don't we all? For my birthday, my uncle got me like this metal plaque or plate or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I talked about it somewhere, but it has the art of, there was a Haunted Mansion toy called Play It Again, Sam. And yes. Yeah. And so that plate in the background is, the art on the box.
Yeah,
and it's so cool, and it looks cool and vintage, even though it's kind of not.
Yeah,
but I'm like, that's cool.
No, that is an awesome thing. What did you think of the Minnie Mouse main attraction Haunted Mansion month?
Are you talking about like the line of like merch they did, but it was like Minnie?
Right. Every month would be a different attraction, and it would be.
Oh. Yes. No,
I'm plushie, a bag.
Yeah, this.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I am familiar. I'm familiar with that. My mom tried to enter the giveaway for me, and then we never got anything.
A lot of people hated on it. Like, when it was first announced, people were like, why is it so blue?
Like, it doesn't look the best, I'm going to be honest.
It's a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I feel like it's good for, it's sequiny.
Yes.
Not sure if I like that. I'm not opposed to them doing these because I liked the Jungle Cruise one that they did. That one.
Yes.
But I'm not a fan of these because I feel like you wouldn't even know it was Haunted Mansion if you looked at it.
No.
Like. the ears are kind of making me upset. Because it's like they're sequiny and you can't, they look like those princess ears.
Yeah.
I feel like they did the Haunted Mansion so dirty with them.
I agree. Like, that's a really, they did it for every month in 2020. And some are absolutely gorgeous and some are super ugly. Probably yeah. the Peter Pan one was really good looking. And the Space Mountain was really cool looking because they made her dress look like.
I didn't see the Peter Pan one. That's pretty. Okay, I can get behind the Peter Pan collection.
Yeah, the Peter Pan one was nice, and the Space Mountain one was cool too.
Mm-hmm. I can get behind. Yeah. And then there's that, and then there was is this the Small World one that I'm looking at, or I'm not? Oh, the carousel. Yeah, I can get behind the Peter Pan one. I feel like I agree. The Haunted Mansion was kind of a letdown.
It was a total letdown because everyone knew, okay, October is probably going to be Haunted Mansion. And then it was just like, oh.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, they're catering to kids, but it's like,
I guess the last thing that I want to touch upon, which I think is kind of extraordinary, is I think fandoms have become very toxic. You're a Star Wars fan.
Yes.
So, you know.
I know.
I am an open, proud lover of The Last Jedi. I'm sorry, yeah. I am. My point is, you see very little of that in Haunted Mansion. And I think that's maybe why I like it so much now. Because so much of the other stuff I like has become toxic, where, like, as of right now, at least, I see very little gatekeeping. I see very little sexism. I see very little racism. It's not somehow tied into Trump support. Like,
I agree. Okay. So, I think that is because to be a fan of the Haunted Mansion, is truly unique. And it's really special to me because no one either you're a fan of the Haunted Mansion or you're not. Like there's no in between. And when I say that, I mean, if you're a fan of the Haunted Mansion, like, you know, the hitchhiking ghost's name,
right.
You know, the story of Constance, at least you can name the Haunted Mansion characters.
Right.
And like, you're a fan, you buy the ears. Like, I have two pairs of Haunted Mansion ears. And like, you care about it because it's a big part of you and it's something that is special to you because not a lot of people know about it. And I think that's why I think it's sort of like something untouched by outside hands.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. Because you mentioned Star Wars, and Star Wars is so huge. Like, it's so huge.
True.
And you know, you think of everything that has happened in Star Wars. Like, literally the other day on TikTok, I made a video about, like, that whole trend of tell me you're a fan of something without telling me you're a fan of something. Yeah. And so I was showing, oh, I have posters and I have this. Someone started attacking me for calling Grogu Baby Yoda.
Oh my God.
I'm like, Favreau still calls it Baby Yoda. So hot. And it's just like,
right.
I feel like especially like girls and like especially teenage girls like me, they can't like Star Wars because it's so many things are being like gatekeeping and all of that. And it happens in other things too, like Harry Potter. And it happens in all of these other things. But the Haunted Mansion is something so like, it's something so just, I can't even find the right word for it.
It's not shoved down your throat the way like Star Wars is.
Yeah, it's
not. You kind of have to reach for it.
Yeah, it's because you can tell when someone's a fan of the Haunted Mansion, they really care. Like, they care about it. It means something to them because there's not a lot about the Haunted Mansion. Like, you like still taking Star Wars, for example, or taking something like even like Toy Story, like Toy Story is a land now, which I'm like, I don't know how that happened, but it happened.
Yeah.
And it's, it's something huge. It's a big part of Disney, obviously. Like Marvel's now a huge part of Disney.
Right.
But to be a fan, like you have the Haunted Mansion, and in Disney World, it's in the back of the park. They do have very little merch associated with it. A lot of the Haunted Mansion merch, obviously, like we said, discontinued.
Yeah.
And you have to seek it out yourself if you want a fan of it. It's like, and it's also something, because I feel like the people that like spooky things like that and care about like the spooky aesthetic and Halloween are like some of the nicest people ever. Because they talk about it a lot and they talk about spooky things, but that also they just, I don't know. It's a weird thing that I've just discovered in talking to people that like Halloween and talking to other people like through my true crime podcast.
Yeah.
They just seem so nice. And that's just kind of like the personality type they have.
Yeah.
So it's a certain type of person that likes the Haunted Mansion. And I think that sort of person is trustworthy.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that's a perfect way to put it. They announced that the writer of this new Haunted Mansion movie is, number one, a female, OMG. And secondly, she wrote the Ghostbusters from 2016, which, talk about toxic fandom. That was when Ghostbusters, which is what maybe my earliest fandom, turned so toxic that I almost had to like walk away from it.
It was so disappointing because it's so like, you talk about like, girls and you talk about like, sure, like girls have things like we have, like you look at the like Princess Leia, for example.
Yeah.
She's huge. She's a huge inspiration. A lot of girls look up to her. Like a lot of girls dress up as her. You look at all of the little girls in Galaxy's Edge dressing up as Princess Leia. But it's so different than having a female led film, like, and having like something directed by females and having females lead something, you know, because it was incredible for me walking out of Captain Marvel for the first time, because that was something that I didn't even know I needed until I got it. And I think it's just, I hope it's going to be the same, because the 2016 Ghostbusters was not the best movie.
Right.
But I agree. I enjoyed it.
Right. And even though it wasn't the best, it had nothing to do with the fact that women were in it.
Yeah, it was, it's like the women didn't bring the downfall.
I know. So here's hoping that Haunted Mansion remains a loving, beautiful fandom.
Yeah. You know what? I also, real quick, I just also feel like people who are fans of the Haunted Mansion are also really a fan of old Disney, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I like when you talk about like I'm a Disney fan, people are like, oh, you're the movies and things like that. But I'm like a fan of the parks. I am a fan of Walt, and I am like all of the old cartoons. Like you talk about like Oswald, the Lucky Rabbit, and you talk about all of the old Disney stuff. And I think that's just a sort of special group of people. And yeah, here's hoping that it doesn't get ruined.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, I think what needs to happen is not to call you out for being younger than me, like a lot younger than me.
No, it's fine.
But you need more cool people like you doing content. And you need less guys my age gatekeeping. Because I'm in my late 30s and I'm a straight, heterosexual, cisgendered dude. So it's usually... guys like me are usually the problem.
it's a certain type of
right. It's because it's ownership. It's no. I own Star Wars. I own Ghostbusters. And it's like, you don't though. Like you don't own it. Like some kid right now, Grogu is their introduction to Star Wars, and they're going to love it in a totally different way than you do. And you're not better than that kid.
You know, what's incredible is I have cousins that are younger than me. Their introduction to Star Wars was Grogu. And I talked about it I wore something over there, something Star Wars. And I had a little toddler come up to me and say, oh my God, I love The Mandalorian.
Aww.
And I'm like, your tiny little brain says, I love The Mandalorian. And I'm like, that's incredible. And so
that's precious.
It's something, you got to understand that if you keep putting, if people like that keep asserting dominance over these fandoms, then it's going to become something that's so toxic and so awful.
Right.
And you're not going to get any new fans because no one's going to like you.
Exactly. This is exactly the reason why I don't talk about Haunted Mansion Holidays. Even though I don't like it and I don't like the idea of it, I'm going to keep my mouth shut because somebody loves it.
You know, Disney World, I've never been on Haunted Mansion Holiday. I like the idea of it in theory, but I feel like I would also be upset if I went to Disneyland during Christmas and I didn't get to see my original Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, exactly. It's a quarter of the year. They do it from Halloween to Christmas. That's a lot.
When I just did a fact video on that, it is starts September 6th. It ends January 6th. That's not when Christmas is.
But I know somebody loves that. So I have nothing. I'm not a gatekeeper.
I'm keeping my mouth shut. I'm not saying
exactly.
Anything.
Exactly. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on. You've been a delight.
Thanks for having me.
Keep making your videos. They're so good.
Thank you very much.
All right, everybody. Sarah Ellsworth, you can find her on TikTok. You can listen to her podcast, Blood and Guts, anywhere podcasts are available. Check out, if you're a Disney fan, check out the Disney Deaths one. Spoiler alert, most people who died there kind of had it coming. I know that sounds awful.
That's what we talked about. You don't stand up on the Matterhorn. I'm sorry.
Most people who died were screwing around.
Don't mess around with Disney. Those are heavy animatronics.
Thanks for being here. We end every episode by saying go bye-bye. Will you say go bye-bye for us?
Go bye-bye.